faithful witness. In Acts 1 verse 8 we read, "Ye shall be my witnesses." While in 2 Timothy 4 2 we're told to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. My son once reminded me of the maxim attributed to Francis of Assisi. Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. What a sublime comment! To preach and teach the word by example. For if we are truly to bear witness of the Lord, this old adage has a valued point. For it is only as we look to Jesus and know him that we can bear witness of him. It is as we behold him and his beauty that he is reflected in and through us. Christ mirrored in all we do, and Christ the motive behind all our doings. Christ reflected in all we say, and Christ the thoughts behind our sayings. Christ living in all we are, and Christ the very core of our being. Christ our very life, living in and through me. And I am reminded of the word of the old hymn, "Let Christ be seen in me, let Christ be seen in you." As we start to absorb him and gaze upon him, we start to reflect him. As we start to reflect him and mirror him, we will be changed into his glorious image. As we start this glorious transformation, we shall be changed from glory to glory. And this inner transformation is only carried out by the Spirit of the Lord in us. This newness of life does not involve strenuous effort in our witnessing of Jesus. For is it not in him that we should live and move and have our being? The light and the love that must pour forth from us is none of me, but all of him. For his light is the self-revealing light, and he needs to be lifted up and honoured. Jesus said, "I, if I am lifted up, will draw all men to myself." As circling wavelets radiate from a stone flung into a deep pool or a mountain lake, so your sphere of witness can fan out into the interactions of your daily life, so that you on a daily basis can preach the gospel and, if necessary, use words. And yet we're also exhorted by Paul, "How shall they hear without a preacher? For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord." And Peter urges us, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." So to speak or not to speak, that is the question. Well, it seems that we are to preach the gospel in word and deed. We are to teach the truth in action and attitude. We are to be ready to give an answer to all who cross our path. So stay in the word. Commune with him moment by moment. And you will be his faithful witness in your home, your city, your country, and the world.